Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Thank you for joining me for this teaching here. It's such an important message that I want to share with you. And as my shirt says, no Yahshua, no peace. And no could be no or N-O or K-N-O-W. How many of you know Yahshua, the one they call Jesus? Well, we're going to talk about this today because we've gotten to a point where people are not embracing Yahshua the way that they once did. And we have to go back to a time and think when we first became so-called believers. Many of us hit rock bottom in our lives, and many of us didn't know where to turn to or what to do. Somehow, some way, our wonderful Creator revealed Yeshua to us, His salvation to us, and gave us hope, and gave us life, and gave us every opportunity in our belief in Him to accomplish everything and anything, and just restore our life. You know, and today people are trying to reach that same point and accomplish that same thing while either leaving out Yahshua or forgetting about Him. Hosea 6:4 says, my people destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected me, I reject you from being priest for me. And since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I also forget your children. Well, a wonderful Creator here is talking about not worldly knowledge, but the knowledge of Him that people have forgotten and rejected. And I see this happening today with our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. People have either forgotten or rejected Him. And this is a great problem. And as it says, not only will we not be priests for Him, but our children will also suffer. And this is what we're going to be talking about here today, because people have forgotten and rejected our Creator. And we want to discuss this in who we acknowledge and about acknowledging a wonderful Creator for who He is and what He did for us. You see, the Bible is a complete book from the first book in Bereshit to Genesis 1:1 all the way to Revelation. And everything in between is important for us to understand, not to know. And I know many Christians today will say, well, we're just going to believe and look at and read at the New Testament. And I know many people that believe in the Hebrew roots will say, well, we just look at the original covenant and the Torah. The Bible isn't just one part. It's not just the Old Testament. And it's not just the New Testament. It's a complete book. And when you reject half of that, you are in fact rejecting half of the message of our Creator. And it's all or none when it comes to our Creator. You can't pick and choose, and you can't reject. And I see this problem here today. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge of me and my ways. They have rejected the Torah. They can no longer be priests for me because they have forgotten what I've done for them. And I want to call out everyone here right now to go back to your first love and to remember what Yeshua did for you and how your heart was stirred up and how your heart changed when your eyes were open and your heart was open to understanding what He wanted you to do. Now, to understand Him and how He did it is beyond human capability of understanding. A virgin birth, people coming back from the dead, talking animals, acknowledging the original and the renewed covenant can never be explained by human wisdom. That is the difference between the knowledge of the world and the knowledge of Him. Knowledge of Him is acknowledging Him. That is the difference. The knowledge of the world is something we have to figure out on paper. We have to understand, and it has to be explainable to man. The ways of Yah will never be completely understandable to our human wisdom. So we're going to look at knowledge versus acknowledging, accepting, understanding. It says in the scriptures, faith, true faith, is without seeing. Those that can believe without seeing. those that can believe without comprehending or understanding how something like this can happen. And we have to acknowledge our wonderful Creator and know and understand and believe and trust that there's only one way to get salvation. And that is through Yahshua, the one they call Jesus. We need him from the story of the beginning of time to all the way to the end of the scriptures. And if you believe the word is the complete word of our Creator, you're not just going to read half of it or some of it. And believing him, he is his story. It's his story. Every single thing in the original covenant from Genesis 1:1 all the way to the Gospels was all the introduction of leading up to the Messiah, the Anointed One, why he came and what he did for us. And then we have the actual story of his existence. And then we have the promise of what's going to happen. The promise wasn't when the children came out of the promised land, now they're into, or when the children came out of the slavery and the bond of Egypt, and now they're in the promised land. No, the whole original covenant or Old Testament is all a precursor to understanding and preparing the way for Yahweh's anointed one in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. And without accepting that and accepting he's the only way to have any chance at salvation, you're incompleting or you're not completing the scriptures for what our Creator wanted us to have. People died so you would have this whole book in your hands. When you go and you buy a Bible in a store, you're not buying just the New Testament or the Old Testament. You're buying the complete word of our Creator. So to have knowledge of our Creator without acknowledging our Creator and what he did for us, it's incomplete. To have the knowledge of who our Creator is without the acknowledging him is a problem. And this is what's happening. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. The people of Yah, or the people of the world, are destroyed for lack of acknowledging in. See, this is the issue here. We must understand what the scriptures say, but we don't have to understand every single thing that Yah does, but we have to trust and believe it's from him, and he had a reason, and he gave it to us for a reason. He gave all the books for a reason. And the reason why I'm doing this is because there's more and more people today forgetting their first love. There's more and more people becoming lukewarm. There's more and more people trying to sway people away from the truth and the way of scripture. And we need to get back to that. There's a lot of titles and labels out there on everything that's out there and says, but in Proverbs, which is another book for wisdom, in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in Yahweh, a wonderful Creator, with all your heart, with all your heart. So trust in him with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Sometimes we read these scriptures so much that they become just good sayings, like a motivational speaker is saying some to us. But we have to understand that every single word that's in the scripture is inspired by a wonderful Creator to be written down and is important and means a lot. So this scripture here in Proverbs 3:5-6, which we've read so much and we read as, oh, that's my favorite proverb and all this, people aren't really digging in deep to understand what this says. Trust in Yah, a wonderful Creator, with some of your heart? No, with all of your heart. So trust in him with all of your heart. But then it says, lean not on your own understanding. So when it says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge, it's not according to knowledge, according to your understanding. It's a matter of trusting in him. That's what it's about. With all our heart completely. So lean not on your own understanding. Stop trying to figure it out. Trust in him. It says, in all your ways, submit. Now, submit has become a curse word today. But you're only going to be able to submit to someone that you trust. That's it. You're only really going to fully be able to submit to somebody you trust. If you don't trust, there's rebellion. It says that he will make your path straight. That's what it is. So I want to read John chapter 14. So remember that we just spoke about, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And now we're going to read John chapter 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in Yah and believe in me. So when it says in the scripture, trust in Yah with all your heart, your heart's not going to be troubled. It says, believe in Yah and believe in me. Okay? There's no, let me figure that out with human understanding. Is he Yah or is he one? And what do we call him and all that? No. Believe in Yah and believe in me. When you go beyond that and try to figure it out, that's where we start getting into this danger of what I would call the impartible sin of rejecting Yah's anointed one. And when you start thinking with, oh, I got to figure this out and I got to explain this and everything out. No, you either accept him and acknowledge him or you don't. And it goes on to say, there are many rooms in my father's house. And if not, I would have told you so. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again, and I will receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Everything we need to know is right here, and we need to trust this, that this is true. And then in verse 5, Thomas said to him, our master, we do not know where you go, and how can we go the way? And Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's all we need to know. We don't need to understand with our human wisdom, because it says, do not lean on your own understanding how this works or why this works. We just got to trust in the words of Yeshua that says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, what exactly does that mean? Well, how do we get it says it right here, and it's very clean. We must acknowledge Yahshua, the anointed one, as the only way to come to the Father. It says, if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. You acknowledge him the same way you would acknowledge the Father as the one and only way for that salvation. Remember, you have human knowledge versus the knowledge of our wonderful Creator, the knowledge about him. And then you have the knowledge versus acknowledging him. And Philip said to him, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. So he wanted to see. He wanted to see. Yeshua said to him, Am I so long a time with you, and you have not known me, Philip? The one seeing me has seen the Father. And how do you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words which I speak to you, I do not speak from myself, but from the Father who dwells in me. He does the works. Stop, everybody, trying to explain this passage or these scriptures away and start acknowledging Yahshua. Stop rejecting or getting away. Remember your first love. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe me because of the works themselves. So you have the speaking, Yeshua telling him this, but then you have the actual physical works. And then he says in verse 12, indeed, I tell you truly, the one believing in me, the works which I do, that one shall do also, greater than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you may ask in my name, this I will do, and the Father may be glorified for the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, follow me. Keep my instructions. Keep my commandments. And the whole rest of the scripture says on, if you truly acknowledge me and trust me, you're going to trust what I say to do and how I say to live. And we have a big problem here because we have people not acknowledging him. Just like it said in Hosea 6:4, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We could say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because it says, number one, if you forget me, and then it says if you reject me. Forgetting and rejecting is not acknowledging. Forgetting is those that knew him but no longer proclaim him. They're rejecting him and forgetting him. Forgetting him, you knew him, but you forgot who he was and what he did for you. And then there's the rejecting. You never accepted him to begin with. You never followed him in his ways. This is the tremendous problem we have today. We have the rejection and we have the forgetting. You can only forget something you once knew. Many of you watching this right now have once accepted Yeshua as who he says he was and trusted in him and his words and what happened without trying to dissect every single word, letter, and everything else to start proclaiming and rejecting him as the only way to salvation. The only way to salvation. When you reject his message, you reject him. It wasn't like that at first. When you were at rock bottom, you held on to him and hugged him and wouldn't let go. But now, not only as we let go, we've forgotten about him. And now it's all about, well, this is this and this is that. And he's not as important as he once was and all this. And then there's the complete rejecting of him. Completely rejecting him from the beginning. Because he says, if you believe in me, you will follow me. And if you're not following him, you're rejecting him. We want to put all these labels and names to all this and everything else. It's not that complicated to understand. Trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. These two verses is what we need to focus on. Hosea 6:4, as we read, Hosea 4:6, as we read, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you for being priest to me. And since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, some translation will say the law of God, I also will forget your children. And then we went back and we saw here in this verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Those two verses are all you need to understand who he was, what he could do for you, and what you're responsible is without even seeing, but believing him and trusting him. I'm not saying not to study the word, but when you start dissecting the word so much that your human wisdom overtakes knowing who he is and what he wants us to do, that's a problem. You know, I always say, people, if you're truly led by the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, everything you believe and do is going to be confirmed with scripture and go along scripture. But when you start coming against scripture and you start having an issue with scripture, the problem isn't with scripture. It's with your own human wisdom that's getting in the way. We can never, never, never fully understand who our creator is and what he does and how he's done it from a physical standpoint between the virgin birth and between talking animals and between the sea parting and all this stuff. There's going to come a point where you just need to read what he's saying and trust it and believe it. And believe it. And this is the problem. This is the problem. It says in Deuteronomy 4:29, if you seek Yah, you will find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, you will find him. And I believe when many people were at rock bottom, they were seeking him truly. And they did find him. But like it says in Hosea, people rejected and forgot who he was and who he is. They've rejected and forgotten who he was and who he is. So I'm talking to those of you out there that reject Yeshua and diminish him in any way. And I'm also talking to you out there that are not completely committed to doing the works of our wonderful creator and the example that he set through us, through his anointed one, and how to live. Some people want to refer to that as the law. Some people want to refer to that as the Torah. Whatever it is, if you're not doing what he said to do, you are rejecting him. And if you are no longer holding Yahshua in the highest esteem as equal with our creator, or as I'd say he is our creator, you are now forgetting. And forgetting and rejecting is the problem we have here. So we need to understand this and get this right and acknowledge our creator and everything and part of his plan from the full book of scripture without reading half of it every single time. Every single time. Acknowledging. Remember, there's knowledge and there's acknowledge. There's knowledge and there's acknowledge. So we need to continue to publicly confess who he is and what he did for us. Remember this, to acknowledge Yah in all your ways. It says in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of Yahshua and give thanks to Yah the Father through him. It doesn't have to be explainable on every level. It has to be carried out on every level. Therefore, whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do everything for Yah's glory. For Yah's glory. And we see all this about accepting Yeshua and remembering who Yeshua was and not rejecting Yahshua. But then we see something in scripture is the not acknowledging him and the problem that we have today. And it's getting worse and worse. It says in Matthew 10:32, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge them before my Father in heaven. Are you publicly teaching that Yeshua is any less than he was when you first opened your eyes to see and opened your heart to have it circumcised to understand who he was? On any level less, are you diminishing the importance of him in your life? If you hold him on any less than the esteem as at level with the Father, and there's nothing wrong with acknowledging him as the Father, but if you try to dissect that without understanding that and realizing that, the question isn't whether he is or isn't the physical Father and are they the same exact or not. That's not the question. The question is your acknowledgement of that. Not your wisdom of human understanding of this can't be this because that can't be that or this. No, you must acknowledge Yeshua before others, before every person, if we want Yah to acknowledge us. It doesn't have to go beyond that. It doesn't need to be explained. It doesn't need to be figured out. It needs to be acknowledged that Yeshua is the one that saved me. And my only hope is in Yeshua. Because without him speaking to Yah or about Yah or anything to do with Yah, it's incomplete. I'm leaving something out. It's incomplete. And Yah is not an Elohim of incompleteness. Yeshua has to be the most important part of the picture here. And I go back to my people destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they've rejected and they've forgotten that. And I want to remind you of this. Yeshua has to be the main piece of all this, of what's going on. You know, so I want people to remember this. And then we see here in scripture, we're going to talk about this now, is the so-called unforgivable sin. And again, rejecting and forgetting. Not the knowledge, but the acknowledging it. Rejecting to acknowledge Yahshua as the most important piece in the completeness of our wonderful Messiah and our wonderful Creator. It has to be everything. You must acknowledge Yahshua. You must. As the same level with, or being, or however you want to word it in your own human wisdom, that Yeshua and Yah are one. You know, in this unpardonable sin, this blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, you know, you had it in the scriptures, you saw it with the rejecting of Yeshua and the people that rejected him. They weren't willing to acknowledge him. And by the way, when you don't acknowledge Yahshua on the same level as our Creator, when you don't acknowledge Yeshua like that, and you teach against that, you are doing a double blasphemy, so to say. You're getting yourself, your own wisdom ahead of Yah and what he wants you to do. Stop forgetting and rejecting who our Creator is. And again, people are guilty of forgetting, and those that are forgetting are, they once believed Yahshua was Yah. They once believed that it was all about Yahshua. But now they start saying, well, they're not one, and they start rejecting him, or let's say forgetting him, forgetting their first love. And the rejection part comes by those out there that do not follow him. You could acknowledge all day long that Yeshua is God, and Yah and Yeshua are one. Some people might even say they're the same one. And again, none of those words or titles is what the point is. The point is, if you're not following Yeshua, you're not following the Father. And if you're not following the Father or submitting to the Father, then you are in fact rejecting the Father. And Yeshua set the example of how to follow him, and that is by works. That is by keeping the Torah. So this is where we are today. You have people out there that have hit rock bottom, that with all their heart and their whole life, they're going to accept Yeshua, the one that pulled them out of that, as equal with, or even as, the Father. And you're going to have those people out there that are going to live their whole lives with that understanding, and at the same time acknowledging by following the instructions that are found in Scripture. But then on the other side, you have the people with their human wisdom that'll say, well, no, this is really how it's supposed to be, forgetting who their first love is. And at the same time, you're going to have people saying, well, no, this is who he is, but we don't have to follow him. No, you need to acknowledge him and follow him. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Dr. Seuss famously said, "A person's a person, no matter how small." Join CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast for our spring gala on March 5th or 6th to hear Dr. Lau explain why Dr. Seuss got it right. Our theme is No Matter How Small. RSVP at CareNetGala.com. CareNet is a faith-based, nonprofit organization that gives confidential life-affirming services free to the community as we come alongside families facing unplanned pregnancies. We challenge students to live God-honoring lives and provide abortion healing support groups. Dr. Lau has firsthand experience in abortion pill reversal, fighting for a second chance at life for the smallest of preborn. Seating starts at 6:30 and the program begins at 7 p.m. Please call 772-828-3168 or go to carenetgala.com to RSVP today. We fill up fast.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.